You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are joined by Avraham Cohn. He is the founder and CEO of Digital Development Consulting, a website development and internet marketing company. Avraham, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be speaking with you, and I really look forward to engaging with all of your audience and listeners.
Well, I do appreciate it as well. Thanks for the kind words. Now, first of all, what inspired you to start your company?
Right. Okay. You know, growing up, I was always around my father's law practice, and he's an intellectual property attorney, and listening to people coming up with new ideas, developing innovative technologies, new pieces of technology, and really driving their own future was nothing less than inspirational, and it propelled me to kind of take a look at myself and my own life and see what I was really interested in doing. And ultimately, I knew that I just would not have been happy going in, doing a 9-to-5 job, and in essence, trading my hours for money. I really wanted to kind of take charge of my own business and economic direction. And of course, being an entrepreneur is the surest way to do that. So that is kind of my legacy, and I love it. Every single day is a new day, a new inspiration, and a new chance for me to move in the direction and path that I feel most advances my interests. It's fantastic.
Yeah, nothing like that. Now, what would you say is the number one thing all entrepreneurs need to know?
You know, on the most fundamental level, strategizing and planning and kind of developing an idea will only take you so far. And while it is certainly necessary, it's not sufficient. What really drives entrepreneurship and successful people is their attitude. So before anything else, before the idea that they come up with, before the new piece of technology that's invented, they are infused with an uncompromising belief in themselves and their own abilities and a passion to succeed at all costs, no matter what. So I think what all entrepreneurs and indeed small business owners need to know is that before getting caught up in the tactical nuances of putting forth a new idea, a new piece of technology, you really need to focus on yourself and make sure that your internal interests and your psychological profile, your belief system, is totally congruent with what it takes to succeed. So getting your head in the right place, that is at the core of any successful endeavor, business, professional, relationship, anything. That is the very first thing that an entrepreneur needs to work on and needs to fortify before moving forward and making their idea a tangible reality.
What lessons can entrepreneurs learn from online terrorist propagandists that they can incorporate into their own business practices? I'm sure that's a change up for you, a kind of a question, but definitely I'd like to hear your answer on that one.
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting. In school, I was heavily invested in studying online recruitment efforts and online radicalization efforts by terrorists, and as Al-Qaeda increasingly becomes decentralized and the individual is empowered and emboldened by the resources of the internet, we're seeing, unfortunately, this foreboding reality where the individual, what's called the lone wolf terrorist, gains immense power and resources just from being online. So what's really interesting is, if you consider how these online propagandists recruit new up-and-coming, you know, potential terrorists, God forbid, we see that they employ marketing techniques in the most sincere and purest way, and they really serve as a paragon for online marketing companies. So, for example, you know, online companies like to talk about giving out free ebooks and knowing what to tweet out to solicit more viewers. But these propagandists, you know, they're not giving out free material so they can go on Google Analytics and see if their traffic increased. And they're not going on to see how many likes they got. They're providing these resources and they're engaging with the community because they have a deep, deep belief in the value of their message. And so this sincerity serves really as a paradigm for all internet marketers, of course, in somewhat of a pessimistic way, of what it means to engage with a user and a following. So what internet marketers can learn from this dynamic is that when you really do have a message that you believe in, that fundamental principle of recruiting people to your cause supersedes the need to just get Twitter followers or to get likes or to see how many more people came to your site. So what online marketers need to do is to cement the belief in their own cause and really focus on providing value to the users and not worrying about the trappings of a successful social media campaign.
Today we're joined by Avraham Cohn. He is the founder and CEO of Digital Development Consulting, a website development and internet marketing company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Avraham, how should one balance the needs of strategic versus tactical planning?
Sure. I think this is a really important question for entrepreneurs. You know, whenever starting a new endeavor in anything, really, any type of project that we come across, it starts with an idea. And after we have that idea, and the more excited we become, the more overwhelmed, interestingly, we also tend to become, because we have these little tidbits, these inklings of thoughts and notions of things that have to get done. But while, of course, that's all really important, without having a clear vision, a clear, compelling strategy to implement these tactical maneuvers into a game plan, it becomes really overwhelming, and it's that type of anxiety ambivalence that stops an idea as soon as it starts. And so what's really important is to keep track of all of these tactical day-to-day implementations that you know are necessary for your business to succeed, but to make sure that you lay out a strategy to ensure that these tactical implementations are indeed cohesively planned and strategized. So it's really important to both know what the broader end goal is and then to properly and appropriately institute each one of these day-to-day plans of action according to this broad strategy. So balancing the two, knowing that you have this vision down the road that needs to be reached and simultaneously understanding that it will take day-to-day tasks in order to reach there is kind of the essence of a successful game plan. So, you know, as cliche as this is, to not lose sight of the trees within the forest and to not lose sight of the forest amongst these large and almost innumerable number of trees.
Very interesting perspective. Really like your take on this. Now, what do you mean by ignore the odds when consulting aspiring entrepreneurs?
Sure. You know, in life, we all know these people. You get struck with an idea, you're really passionate, you're really excited, and then you tell somebody about it. And more often than not, and again, this may perhaps be slightly pessimistic, but I think anyone who's lived a day in this world will know that certainly these people exist, even amongst your best friends and families. You'll tell somebody your idea, and that person will look at you, and you'll see just a brief frown and maybe a smirk, and you'll get the sense that they're thinking, oh, come on, you know, what are the chances that that's going to happen? And at that very moment, they'll instill this kernel of doubt in your mind, and you might, and the next thought you may have is, yeah, you know, come on, most small businesses fail, most entrepreneurs fail, you know, what are the odds of me actually succeeding? So the question really is then, you know, is that a reasonable thought? And so the position that I am trying to maintain is that the odds, the so-called odds, are irrelevant because they rely on an assumption that the nature of this world is purely a function of the statistical relationship of one thing to the next, that we're all, that this determinism that kind of overrides the individual's ability to act and determine his own future, that somehow we're stuck and relegated to external forces. And so if we ask this question in terms of what are the odds, what are the chances of this working, not only is it not helpful, but it's just not true. I mean, if we look at every successful person that we know, all the successful people in history, you know, what makes these people different? You know, why weren't they subject to the quote-unquote odds? And the reason is that because they understood that it has nothing to do with odds. It has nothing to do with numbers. That it's up to the individual to force his environment to yield to his own thoughts, his own desires, his own wishes. And so once the entrepreneur develops this understanding that the odds are irrelevant, that the individual, that the only reason why people even talk about odds is because most people can't get themselves to take the necessary steps. But it has nothing to do with math. It has nothing to do with chance. It's up to the individual to cultivate himself and force himself to do what is necessary. And so with this understanding, the entrepreneur will rise above these negative thoughts and recognize that odds have nothing to do with it. It's about personal decisions, personal actions, and an unwillingness to quit. That's what it means to be a successful entrepreneur.
I like that, and that should be pretty inspiring for the listener. Now, tell our listeners, while you're at it, where they can get more information about your company, Digital Development Consulting Online.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we're a website development and internet marketing company. So fundamentally, our goal is to establish powerful online presences for businesses. So whether that means you're an entrepreneur, perhaps you're a startup company, or even somewhat of a more well-established company, and you feel that your online presence is not quite what it needs to be, our goal is to fortify your presence in the digital world and bring you up to date as all businesses need to be in 2013. So please visit our website, www.digitaldevelopmentconsulting.com. We also run seminars, different universities across the country on the entrepreneurial mindset and what it means to be a successful entrepreneur. You know, forget about the tactics, forget about different strategies that people tell you. Cultivate the self and you will succeed.
It's been good to have had you. He is Avrahan Cohn, the founder and CEO of Digital Development Consulting, a website development and internet marketing company. And the website of reference, once again, is digitaldevelopmentconsulting.com. Avrahan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. I really appreciate your time, and I really cannot wait to engage with all of your listeners and help them achieve massively.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.